select the following some podcast.
Hello and welcome to
Game Select the Following Some Podcast.
Yes, and we're on episode 5. I'm surprised we've got this far, but we have. We've done managed to get 5 weeks done of this podcast. That's great, isn't it, Brody?
Yep.
And so what do you want to talk about this week?
WWE 20K24.
WWE
2K24. WWE 2K24.
Yeah, and we've been playing that, haven't we, on the PlayStation 5, mm-hmm. which is perhaps the best version of it you can buy. It's not on the Switch, otherwise we would play it on the Switch, wouldn't we?
Yep.
Little thing just to talk about with WWE releases on the Switch, they did have WWE 2K17, I believe, on the Switch. And it played about 1 frame per second. Talking about games, they never fixed it. So basically, you could do a one-on-one match. And even that, if you turned like all the pyro off and put it in like a really small arena, it still ran at like 1 frame per second, like it was stop motion. And they never fixed it, which is a real shame. So they've never put any more 2K games, 2K being their main line, on the Switch. But they did put
Battlegrounds.
Yeah, exactly. So Battlegrounds was a separate thing from 2K21, 22, 23,
24. 25 next year.
Yeah, so we had Battlegrounds. And you enjoyed that, didn't you? You liked Battlegrounds. What did you like about Battlegrounds?
Well, it runs fine.
Yeah, it did. It runs fine. It maybe doesn't have the most moves and things of that in there, but it did have some characters which you unlocked and they broke out of like packaging, like their action figures, which I thought was super cool.
They stopped doing that. Haven't they?
Yeah, so WWE 2K games, 2K24 doesn't do that. Are you saying you'd like to see them do that still in like the 2K24 games? I think that's a good shout, actually. It would be nice, isn't it, if they were kind of stuck in. Because there are, in 2K24, and we'll get to it, but there are action figure versions of characters. There's a John Cena Mattel action figure version. I don't know whether you've seen it in the game.
No,
probably not, because as we get to, your main mode is my GM, isn't it? That's what you like, and that's what we're going to really concentrate on today. Okay, so let's talk about wrestling a little bit, because you've not really been super into wrestling for that long. You've liked it, you know, a couple of years or so, but you've really got into it recently, and I think my GM has really helped with that, hasn't it?
Yes.
So, who are your favourite wrestlers, Brody, would you say?
Well, Rey Mysterio, Logan Paul and John Cena are my favourite ones that are alive, but I have two other favourite ones that are dead, which are Brody and Bray Wyatt.
Yeah, so Brody Lee, otherwise known as Luke Harper, and Bray Wyatt.
Brody Lee died a while ago, but Bray Wyatt died recently.
Very sad.
Yes.
I mean, wrestlers do tend to pass away, you know, health complications. But yeah, those two are quite recent, aren't they? And
Brody Lee isn't that recent. It's more Bray Wyatt that's recent.
Yeah, I know. Recent in the sense of the last 5 years.
That's not as recent, though.
No, not to someone that's 9, I suppose. But to someone that's further, then it is quite recent. What do you like about Rey Mysterio? Because I notice a lot of kids really are into Rey Mysterio. So what's his appeal, do you think?
He's always changing. Plus, I really want to know who into Dragon Lee.
Yeah, there's a current storyline going on at the moment where somebody attacked Dragon Lee before WrestleMania, so he was replaced with
Carlito.
No, he was replaced with Andrade, yeah.
Although, we think either Carlito or Andrade could have injured Dragon Lee.
That's it. It could potentially be that. So you're really interested in that storyline at the moment. And you like Rey Mysterio because he changes his masks and he changes his look.
Yeah.
You've got a Rey Mysterio figure, haven't you? From his one of his earlier looks. I say earlier. I mean, to you, 2010 is a long time ago, before you were born.
It's 5 years before I was born.
To me, it seems like yesterday. But yeah, so we've got that figure. We've got him here. Do you like him because he changes his look up a lot? What about his moves? Do you like any of his moves? I mean, he is a high flyer. Were you attracted to the fact he's a high-flying wrestler?
Yeah.
Okay, what about Logan Paul? He's different to Rey Mysterio. Why do you like Logan Paul?
I'm not sure if there's an explanation.
There's no explanation for liking Logan Paul. I think people would agree with you, yes. There is no explanation for liking Logan Paul. Let me help you out with that.
He's just strong as a wrestler, really.
Logan Paul has actually taken to wrestling really well. He's really good at wrestling. Even if people say they don't like him because of the Prime connection and how successful he is, as a wrestler, he's taken to it like a duck to water.
Okay.
Do you know what duck to water means?
Not really.
It's like a phrase to say, you know, natural.
Okay.
So it's natural for Logan Paul, and wrestling does come naturally for him. And I think his arrogance and his, you know, he cheats a lot, but I think that's really entertaining. And I think that's why you really like him. Also, you're a massive fan of Prime. Mm. We are very much a Prime household where, you know, on the table at the moment while we're recording the podcast, we've got strawberry, banana and a cherry freeze bottle. Mm-hmm. And we regularly have Prime in the house. So I think that's another reason why you like him. All of that links together, doesn't it?
Aren't you going to ask me about John Cena?
Well, I was getting to that, yes.
Okay.
So why do you like John Cena, considering you probably can't see him?
That's one of the reasons I like him. You can't see me. Plus, it was really interesting when he was in Cody Rhodes' match. And this...
WrestleMania?
Yeah.
Yeah, so WrestleMania just gone and John Cena came back at the end, didn't he?
And then there was The Undertaker, and then there was loads.
Just loads. You had the final boss, The Rock.
Helping Roman Reigns. And I forgot again, who was kicked out of the Bloodline?
So one of the Usos was kicked out of the Bloodline on SmackDown last week, weren't they?
Because they blamed them for...
Roman losing.
Because they were helping Roman.
Yes, and it didn't go to plan, did it? And do you like the fact that the storylines in wrestling now are storylines? They make sense. And you seem to be really gripped into both of them. You know, the Dragon Lee storyline and that Bloodline storyline. So last week, as you were saying, Tama Tonga debuted, didn't he?
Yeah.
And what is it about John Cena that you like? Going back to
John
Cena.
You can't see me.
Is that the only reason you like John Cena?
He's also quite a good wrestler.
Yes. I mean, many years ago, people wouldn't have said that about John Cena. But actually, very entertaining. And what he does well. He's also really good in Peacemaker.
Also, it was a good match when with him versus Bray Wyatt.
Yes, the Firefly Funhouse match, which was a number of years ago now, wasn't it?
It was when it was COVID.
And I think we went back and watched that, didn't we?
And it was smart how they used it because they couldn't go near each other because of COVID.
And do you know what? John Cena had a lot of involvement in that. John Cena spoke about it. And you think it was Bray Wyatt that came up with a lot of it. But actually, it was John Cena. So John Cena's smarter than I think a lot of people give him credit for. You know, knows how to make something entertaining.
And the thing is, when it was doing it, like Bray Wyatt said, basically, if he hit somebody with that chair, he would have been evil.
Yes, and you see in that, don't you, Bray Wyatt being different and what would have happened if things had been different in his past. So things like that are really clever, aren't they? I think you find that really clever and fun. And good storylines, I think you'll agree with me, Brody. Good storylines make wrestling good. Now, let's talk about my GM a little bit. Because this is a mode that's kind of separate from everything else. It used to be in the older games. They took it out. They brought it back. And Xavier Woods and Tyler Breeze spend a lot of time on their YouTube channel playing it. And when you saw it and you started getting into it, why do you like the My GM mode in the 2K games?
One, you get to buy wrestlers.
Yes.
And then they simulate the fight. And then two, you get to like do trades.
Yeah, and you're doing all the trades and things of that nature. It's all right if you're hearing that noise. Brody's just playing with the wrestling figures on the table, making them have fights, I think. So in that mode, you do buy them. You also get emails from Triple H, like he's your boss.
Yeah. Because
you pick your GMs, don't you? And Triple H emails you, and you're meant to hit certain targets. We don't always hit the targets, though, do we?
No. Problem is, sometimes we promise people a match, then he basically tells us not to use that person in a match.
Yeah, and I imagine in real life, that's also probably a thing that does happen. You know, somebody doesn't want to be used, but he's telling you to use them, or vice versa. And it can get very complicated.
What does vice versa mean?
Vice versa means the other way around as well.
Okay.
So when we're playing my GM mode, we don't actually watch the matches, do we?
No.
So we don't really see how good the graphics look. But you have seen the graphics of the 2K games. And what do you think of them?
They look realistic.
Yeah, very realistic. You'd expect that on the PS5, wouldn't you? But the GM mode, we simulate. So it's basically just who wins, who loses, what the storylines are, what the ratings are. You know, that can go from bad to classic.
Problem is, we are not doing well. The other person we're facing is always a little bit ahead of us.
Yeah, so you face another brand, or you can face another brand.
We're doing WCW, and we're doing it versus Raw.
Yeah, and Raw is winning. And you said just earlier today, WCW failed, and it looks like they're going to fail again. And I had to agree. I went, yeah, it is a thing. But we are catching up on fans. You know, as you entertain and put on better matches and get better wrestlers. But the thing that happened, Brody, is that you spent all of our budget on all of the good wrestlers.
We bought Logan Paul, Cody Rhodes, Roman Reigns, LA Knight. Yeah. A lot of
good wrestlers. We've got Rhea Ripley as well. We have Damian Priest now. Thea Hale. But the trouble is, if you get all these wrestlers and you spend all your money, you soon realise I'm running out of money.
And now we have to buy fake ones like Odyssey Rift.
Yeah, see, the game is really good in that it...
Or Daniel Wallace.
Yeah, Daniel Wallace, yeah. And the game's really good in that it throws these, what they're called, jobbers. You know, people that basically lose for a living. It chucks them into your roster or into the free agent pool. And it makes them, I think, from the creator wrestler mode. What's your opinion on the creator wrestler mode?
I've never used it.
You've never used it, but you've seen the creator wrestlers because it's easier to download them than it is really to create from scratch. What's your opinion on them? Because you've seen some of them.
They look really, really good.
Yeah, we've got a created Edge and we've got a created Sting.
And that's who we're facing. We are Sting versus Edge.
Yeah, Sting is our GM and Edge is the Raw GM. And they're downloaded characters. And so would you say the creator wrestler mode is good in these games?
Yeah, I guess.
Better than Battlegrounds, for sure.
Yeah. Well, in the past one, didn't we make, like, we were able to make a Ben 10?
We did, and that was in one of the 2K21, 2K22, we made a Ben 10. And we could probably do that again in this one, to be honest. Or maybe someone else has. But yeah, we could certainly take a look at that. And these games are good for that level of creativity. Even though I know you're not playing the matches, you're not doing that, you really enjoy my GM. You really love getting emails, answering emails, replying to the boss, you know, making people happy. It's really as if you just want a job, Brody.
Problem is, when you were doing it, you keep accidentally pressing the wrong button. Like, when you want to promise them a match, and then you say, sorry, no, and then they lose their morale because you always press the wrong button.
Yeah, you have to be really careful with buttons you're pressing and what you say to them as well. If you say the wrong thing, they get quite sad, don't they?
Yeah, like...
Scarlett, wasn't it?
We got Scarlett just now, so that's probably why I forgot.
Yes.
But she lost, and now she wanted the rematch, and then you said, sorry, no.
I didn't say that by accident. Yeah. And it just really upset her. I mean, if I can only imagine in real life how hard it is to keep wrestlers happy. Because you can't keep everybody happy all the time. It's not possible.
Yeah.
You know, if you're having to tell someone that, no, we're not doing that with you. Because I imagine a lot of the time, a lot of wrestlers do come up and go, I'd like to be champion this week, please. And you're not going to say yes to everyone, are you? That would be...
Yeah.
That would be bad.
Because what if, like eight, you had to put a tag team match of that. Then a triple threat match.
Yeah.
Two triple threat matches. One, and then the other one. Then you made the winner of that triple threat match have to go together. And then you had to put them against them. That's probably what would happen if you got so many people who wanted to be a champion.
And I think that's why Triple H might be bold, to be honest, because he's probably so stressed to arrange all these matches and make all the storylines up. Very difficult job, I think.
Although it's not as difficult if you do it in-game, but I'm betting it's difficult if you do it in real life.
Yeah.
Because the problem is, you can actually make real people sad.
Real people sad and make people lose their jobs. Yeah, exactly. That's a bit different, isn't it? Really hard job. And did you know there used to be... I said it used to be in the older games and they took it out, the MyGM mode. But when I was younger, there was actually a game on the PC called, I think it was called Total Extreme Warfare or TEW or Total Extreme Wrestling, something like that. And it was basically my GM mode where you pick your rosters and put on wrestling cards. And I know a lot of people used to do it. And I know Tony Khan used to do it himself, you know, when he was younger. Tony Khan's in charge of AEW. So stuff like this does lead in, or can lead into people actually doing things in real life. You know, if he started off when he was a child doing sort of my GM stuff, you know, because he was really into that booking of matches and making things up. And he now runs a $1 billion company. So it's hope for us all, isn't there, Brody?
Yeah.
Anything else you want to say about the fantastic 2K24 games? They are good. 2K games are really great. We've kind of covered who your favourite wrestlers are. We haven't really mentioned who my favourite wrestlers are.
You know, like,
are.
Every wrestler, though. I showed you pictures and you could, and it took, like, 100 of them until you couldn't find out what one wrestler was.
Yes, and most of the ones that I couldn't figure out were either ones that were on SmackDown in a time where I didn't watch SmackDown.
Or WWE.
Or AEW, when they have a lot of people that go on to Dark. When they used to run Dark, which was their show, they'd bring, I think, people off the street to make them wrestle. But you'd be like, I don't know who that person is.
Dark?
Yeah, it was called AEW Dark, and they basically did like 100 matches in one go. So as you can imagine, they would just bring wrestlers in off the street. And that's great, but you can't possibly memorize all these wrestlers. Don't know who they are. So sometimes it is hard. But no.
So, who are your favourite wrestlers?
So my favourite wrestler of all time is Sting.
I knew that.
He's the top for me.
He's retired.
He's recently just retired. Beyond that, currently, favourite wrestlers.
Oh, and when that match happened, Darby Allin tried to kill himself.
Well, he threw himself through a glass panel.
And then he said he wanted to die on Sting's last match.
Yeah, but Darby Allin is...
crazy.
Is crazy, yeah. I agree. I'm sure he would agree as well. But he is a little bit crazy and wants to do that stuff. You know, there have been a lot of crazy wrestlers over the years.
Like, he wants to climb Mount Everest, doesn't he?
He does. I think he injured himself, so he can't do that. But, of course, a lot of people do die climbing Mount Everest. So,
yeah.
Yeah, he's just an adrenaline junkie. Some people are like that. And I'm sure he's going to continue to do those crazy things, even if he does hurt himself. Darby Allin is one of my favourites, as it happens, as well. I'm a big fan of Darby Allin, even though he does throw himself through
glass
and things that are dangerous. I do wish he'd tone it down a little bit. You know, he's probably not going to last a lot longer if he keeps doing those things. Other favourites in WWE at the moment, probably big fan of Rhea Ripley at the moment. You know, she's doing some great stuff. She's recently got injured, though, which is a shame, isn't it?
Has she?
Yeah.
I'll probably asleep for that match because I was tired on the second night of WrestleMania.
You were very tired, yes. It is a two-night extravaganza, and it's really tough to stay awake, isn't it?
I stayed awake for the full first one, but I was barely able to watch any of the first match or any of the matches on the second night.
And another one of my favourites are Cody Rhodes.
Yeah.
Obviously, WWE champion right now after beating
Roman Reigns. Except someone's already coming for his title.
Yes, AJ Styles. Backlash France is going to be challenging Cody Rhodes. Are you looking forward to that?
Yeah. Is there anything else you want to
talk about?
Yeah.
All right, Cody. It's been really enjoyable playing that, and we'll continue to play My GM as well, you know, as we go forward. And hopefully we'll push ahead with getting more fans.
In the game.
In the game.
And maybe one day we'll beat Raw and Edge.
Yeah, that'd be great. And also, yeah, in the game, more fans, but maybe it'd be great if we got some more fans on Facebook, on YouTube as well. I know what you're saying. We've been doing quite well. If you like or subscribe us, that'd be great. You know, just give us a listen. It's super enjoyable. I'm sure, Brody, you're having the best time doing these podcasts, aren't you?
Yep.
And what are we going to talk about next time?
Sonic Origins.
Sonic Origins, which is the collection of Sonic games. Isn't it? We won't discuss all of them. I'll try and play through as much as I can.
Let's try and do the mission mode, which is like the main story mode for that.
Yeah, so we've started that, or I've started that. And
I've started that.
And you've started that. Yeah, it does start right from the beginning, though. Sonic 1. You can get through Sonic 1 and Sonic 2 fairly quickly.
And then there's Sonic CD, and then there's Sonic 3 and Knuckles.
Yes. So, yeah, we'll talk about it next week. Looking forward to it already. Now, do you want to sign off in an interesting way this week?
Yay! To the Father and Son Podcast!
Bye, everyone. Have a good week.